one scripture on my mind. The only thing that stood out for me, it's in different places in the Bible, but it's worded different over here in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. There's a lot of places in the Bible, and it's worded a little bit different over here, but it still means the exact same thing. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. That scripture right there stood out to me because I was reading over her. And I've been reading a little bit today, and I've read some tomorrow. And over in Revelation chapter 13, verse 9 says, if any man hears, let him hear. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing that stood out for me. Is the biggest thing is listening. If I had a thought, that right there would be my thought, would be listen. Because, I mean, if Jonah wouldn't listen, he wouldn't have gotten the belly of the whale. Look at Daniel. Daniel listened to the Lord, and Daniel come out in a lot of places. If we was to listen to the Word of God, if we was to listen to the Spirit, what a lot of us don't realize and understand, if we was to just listen to that little bitty tiny voice, the Lord comes to us gently. He don't come to us hard. He don't come to us really suddenly. He comes to us gently because He is a gentle man. He's a gentle being. And He's full of love. And when he comes to us, He speaks really softly to us. Our biggest problem is we're looking for something tremendously, just like everybody was looking for something tremendously when Christ came into the world. They was looking for a Messiah, a king, come dressed in royalty and looking royalty. They wasn't looking for just a little bitty man. They wasn't looking for that. See, that's our biggest problem. If we're looking for something tremendously, when we ask God for something, when we ask God to help us with something, we're looking for something big. Mm-hmm. Instead of just looking and sitting back and listening. That's our biggest problem. We're most impatient generation, I believe, that ever was. Because we do not have the patience, and I'm preaching on myself right now, because I'm going to tell you something. I don't have patience. When I ask God for something, I'm just going to be truthful with you, I want it. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When I ask God to help me, give me the understanding of the Word. When I read Scripture and I don't understand, give me the understanding. I want it now. It's hard for me to say, God, give me the understanding that when you give it to me, I'm going to be satisfied. It's really hard to sit back and wait on this. It's really hard to sit back and listen. As the song says, stand still. Mm-hmm. We can't stand still. Often I think about my little boy, because that boy's got so much energy. I've never seen anybody with that much energy. He can't stand still. That's our problem. We can't stand still for the Lord. That's what He's wanting us to do, to stand still and listen. Listen to His voice. Listen to His Spirit.
Amen.
And we can't do that. Mm-hmm. That's just like Peter. Now I'm going to use this for an example. Now Jerry touched on it this morning. When Peter here, everybody on the ship heard Jesus come walking on the water, Peter said, if it's you, Lord, bid me come. Jesus said, come. Mm-hmm. Boy, Peter didn't listen. He'd never walked on the water, would he? That scripture would have never been in there. There'd been no use putting it in there. But Peter listened to God, listened to Christ. Peter stepped out on that water. Peter walked on that water. Then he looked around and seen the storms. And he still didn't listen to the Spirit. He looked around him and seen all the turmoil and all the storms, all the waves, and so he started to sink. What was his first word? Save me, Lord. Mm-hmm. Jesus picked him up. We cannot stand still long enough to listen to the Spirit. We can't because we're impatient. I am really impatient. I am the most impatient person I've ever seen. Because when I ask for something, I want it right there. I've heard the brother back there say he's impatient too. We are spoiled. We have all this convenience nowadays. We have electricity. We have a means to get to church within a matter of minutes. Back years ago, they rode horses, mules. They even rode buggies. It took them a pretty good while. Most of it took them a while to get to church. Riding mules and horses and stuff like that right there. But they've done it because they loved it. They loved the Lord. Nowadays, it's hard to get us to get in our car and start it up and just drive to church. It's hard for us to get out and just listen. What the Spirit asks us. What the Spirit says unto the church, we are the church. That's how I take that scripture. It may not mean exactly that right there, but that's how I take scripture. Listen to what the Spirit says unto the church. Listen to what the Spirit says unto the church. We are the church of God. We are the church of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We make up the whole church. God is the complete head of it. We make up the body of the church. But we got to sit back, and the only way we're going to see anything happen is to stand still and listen to this voice. And that voice is Christ. That voice is Christ talking to us saying, I want you to do this. Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is, when we still hear that voice, we say, Lord, there's somebody else to do it better than me. There's somebody else to do this better than me. There's somebody else to preach better than me. There's somebody else to teach Sunday school better than me. There's somebody else to pastor better than me. We always put it off on somebody else. God give us something, let's use it. No matter what we think, no matter how much we regret doing it, if we do it and listen to that voice, we're going to be blessed. The church is going to be blessed. It ain't just yourself, it's the church. We are here together. We are here as one. What if Jerry never got up and preached? He wouldn't be much of a pastor if he never got up and preached, if he never done anything, would he? But a man gets up there and he preaches his heart out. And it's up to us to do everything else, right? It's up to us to obey the Spirit too. Whether it's to raise our hand, whether it's to stand still and listen. Let's stand still and listen to this voice of God asking us to do something or just telling us, hey, wait a minute, you're wrong. And it's up to us to be able to stand. I know I'm wrong, Lord. I'm sorry. I am really sorry that I've done that. I'm really sorry that I thought that. I'm really sorry that I said that to my brother. We have to be big enough to step up instead of putting it off on, if my brother right here, if I say something to him, well, it's his fault, Lord. And I'm the one that said, it's his fault, Lord. He provoked me. How many times have we seen little kids do stuff like that? And we do it too, and we're grown. We need to stand up and say, brother, I'm sorry. I was sent back, I was listening to the Lord, and the Lord told me I was wrong.
Amen.
And we've got to be big enough to stand up and say, I hear the Lord say this.
Amen.
And we're spoiled. We are really spoiled. We have all this convenience. We have technology. We have computers in our pockets. It boggles me. The first computer would not have fit in that room, the fellowship hall. The first computer ever built would not have fit in that fellowship hall. But yet we carry it in our pockets. We're ruined. We're lost without it. Back years ago, if one of us went to the store or something, went somewhere, I'll see you when you get back. Now, if you're gone for 30 minutes longer, where you at? You would call each other, ask where you are, what's happening. Right? Mm-hmm. We're ruined. Let's give God time. Let's stand back and listen to God, what He has to say to us as a church. Not just individual, but as a church. Because I'm part of Eric, Eric is part of Brian. Brian is part of Jerry. Jerry's part of Mary. Mary's part of Becky. Melissa. It goes on and on and on. We're part of each other. We make a whole one. A lot of churches, a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people don't understand. If one stands back and listens, we all need to stand back and listen. Because we are joined together. We are together. We are as one. We come together and listening to God's Word, God's Spirit, together. And this is one of the first churches I ever seen that can do that. And I praise God for that. I thank God for everybody. I'm right at done. Whoever wants to get us on. It really amazes me that a church can come together and be one. I know there's not a whole bunch, but when one person hears a voice, they pretty well listen. And it really boggles me that a lot of us don't do that. But I thank God for His Spirit. I thank God for His saving grace. And I thank God for that little voice that comes to me. And if I let the world go and sit back and turn the volume up on my spirit to where I can tune it in like you tune the radio, tune it in and say, God, here am I. Whatever you need, bud. I'm right here, Father. And that's where we go wrong. It's just like the radio in your car. You ain't never going to listen to nothing if you don't tune it in. We've got to tune our ear into God. Anybody got an ache? Come on to the altar. We got to tune ourselves into God. We can never listen to God unless we tune our spiritual ear. We got to listen. We got to stand still sometimes. Praise the Lord.